You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate when you come in here.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary. Thanks. Hi, Vince.
So you seem to be able to find things that no one else can find. I'm not quite sure why, but you know, 33,000 missing emails, and you are slowly finding them one by one, groups here and there, dribs and drabs. And let me guess, well, you found 2,078 pages of documents you got that were never previously given to, 115 email exchanges had not previously been turned over to the State Department. Does anybody in the powers that be even care about this anymore? Because it just seems to me that you keep doing the job that they should have done, and you keep showing over and over how there's more classified information being leaked and given to inappropriate people. And I never hear that anything ever happens with any of this.
Well, because the greatest FBI director in all of history, James Comey, who's going to testify later this week, shut it all down last year. And the Obama Justice Department helped him suppress the investigation into Hillary Clinton. And we just keep on getting more evidence as to why it should be reopened. And the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions should relook at all of this. We have new instances of classified material being sent in and around Hillary Clinton. We have new information about other donors to the Clinton Foundation getting special access and special favors as a result of those relationships, it looks like. And, of course, Mrs. Clinton said, and she swore under oath specifically to Congress, she turned it all over. And now we're getting new emails of the material that she hadn't turned over that she said she did. So, you pick it. There's a good reason to reopen everything.
Will they? Do you think we're going to get it reopened under Jeff Sessions?
You know, Sessions, interestingly, is recusing himself from everything, it seems, including the Clinton email issue. So it's going to be up to his number two, who appointed Mr. Mueller, the former FBI director, to special counsel to investigate Donald Trump, to figure out whether they're going to have maybe a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton. But I think this increases the pressure. This issue ain't going to go away. You know, there's all this fight about what President Trump told the London mayor or tweeted about the London mayor, and then our ambassador to the United Kingdom then undermined Trump by coming out and saying, you go to it, London mayor. Well, it turns out he's an Obama holdover, appointed 2 days before Trump came in. We deposed this guy last year in the Clinton email matter, and he's one of these top officials who looked the other way and knew nothing about what Hillary Clinton was doing. And imagine this, he's now our acting ambassador to the United Kingdom under President Trump. I'm sure he'd be horrified to know that.
You know, the fervor for going after Hillary Clinton has clearly subsided, in part because the election's over. So certainly there are people who are like, oh, let's move on. She didn't win. That's a punishment for her. Or at least I'm glad she's out of my life, as the average Trump voter might be thinking. But when it comes to the law, I mean, just because an election's over doesn't mean you still didn't violate it and that you still shouldn't be prosecuted. We hear constantly, I think as recently as the Huma Abedin-Anthony Weiner email exchanges, that the reason why it's not a big deal that classified information showed up in any of that is because there's no evidence that they had knowledge that they were breaking the law. Is that a reasonable way, a reasonable standard to hold somebody to? And is it real? Is it the fact that you don't know the law is enough to get you off?
Yeah, well, they did know the law. They were warned not to, Mrs. Clinton specifically was warned not to use a BlackBerry because it was insecure. So she knew what the rules were. And she had what is called, you know, the wonderful thing about this listening audience, there are probably more people with security clearances than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah. Sure.
You all know that if information is marked or unmarked and it's classified and you have what is called original classification authority, meaning you have the authority to stamp something as classified, you're supposed to understand the difference between marked and unmarked and treat it the same and maintain its secrecy and make sure that it's not being put out there on the internet equivalent of a park bench is what Hillary Clinton did. You know, and the election, as far as the left is concerned, isn't over. Hillary Clinton is still out there as a political figure.
That's true.
So there needs to be accountability. It was rough accountability on Election Day, I understand, but the rule of law needs to be in working again.
What are the greatest hits inside this new report? What are the things that jump out at you that were interesting?
Well, other than the serious and serial violations of the laws about the mishandling classified information, other media have picked up on the fact that Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin were talking about going to the Betty Ford funeral, the former first lady who passed away. And Michelle Obama, of course, was going to fly out for it. And I would presume Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Obama would want to go to the funeral. But Mrs. Clinton was asking if they could take separate planes.
Well, because she's worried about global warming. So, yeah. You know.
Just to really pound that carbon footprint.
Did they wind up taking separate planes?
I'm not sure if they did, but it sure is interesting to see the desire.
This. So we.
I don't know who should be more upset about that, the environmentalists or Mrs. Obama.
Hillary Clinton, of course, you know, she's. She gets caught in all these things. And you've at Judicial Watch, have sent many FOIA requests to, I think, both administrations now. Have you seen a difference in how responsive the Trump administration is to FOIA requests at all?
No, I haven't. The Trump administration is still defending all of these because, frankly, the same people are in office there. And nothing's changed in terms of
the same FOIA officers and things?
No change in terms of Freedom of Information Act. Actually, the State Department has actually slowed down the release of Clinton material after Trump came in.
Wow. Why is that? Just because the holdovers, you think, are trying to keep their teeth in as long as possible?
Well, because they think no one's watching them, and then the holdovers have an opportunity to do whatever it is they want to do to protect themselves and Mrs. Clinton, who they still want to make sure isn't prosecuted. Hence the Russia focus.
I have to tell you, I'm frustrated just listening to this. I don't know how you keep going. And I'm going to find out when we come, you know, I want to come up, have you stay and find out, are you just to your breaking point right now and just so frustrated for pushing this rock continually up the hill, this boulder? I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanese, and joining us is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. And Tom, as I was saying, I get so frustrated, no offense to you, when you come here and we hear these things that you or I would be sitting in jail for. We'd be doing a lot. Lot of time in prison, and it's just this constant drip, drip, drip. And I think I would just be so frustrated in your shoes that people just don't care. That no one cares.
Well, I think Mrs. Clinton was counting on people not caring, and during the election season, she was held accountable. We don't do it to impact the elections. In fact, when we first started asking for emails, I wasn't even thinking that Mrs. Clinton was going to run for mm-hmm. office.
But she wasn't even a twinkle in our electoral eye.
little did I know. But the fact is that public officials need to be held accountable. And believe me, Mrs. Clinton knows these emails are being released. And my guess is the Justice Department, when they wake up and they do have the appointees there, will be taking another look at this. And this is as important as anything else going on today. Right now, we've got a special counsel investigating a Democratic talking point. And, you know, isn't that convenient? Because that does take a lot of the pressure off. You know, we're told that the elections are over. Well, they're still being litigated by the left. And here, we're not even talking about the elections. We're talking about misconduct that goes back years. And the American people demand accountability here. And these emails show about the Clinton Foundation, the pay for play. You've got Bangladeshis who are in the news just recently. You wouldn't believe the detail there where you've got allegedly corrupt folks from Bangladesh getting the time of day from the Clinton gang. And then an allegation, the Clinton gang at the IRS, a Clinton gang at the State Department, sicking the IRS on people, blowing the whistle on this corrupt Bangladeshi, all here in the emails. So you've got to really, I would suggest, go to the website and look at the emails and show why they, you'll see why they're important. And eventually, the Justice Department's going to have enough people to look at this. Eventually, there's going to be another FBI director, hopefully more honorable than the prior one. And Mrs. Clinton's going to have a lot to worry about. And I have no doubt the Russia noise, and by the way, there is a Russia angle here, the Russia American Foundation. Who heard of that? Well, they're getting the time of day from Hillary Clinton at the State Department, happens to be funders of Mrs. Clinton's operations and the foundation and her campaign. Well, we want to know more about this Russia-American Foundation and why they had it in with the Clinton State Department. There's a lot here.
Tom, you discovered you released 115 new Clinton email exchanges not previously released. And in them, you know, remember, they kind of chalked it up to laziness the way that they handed over emails to the State Department. They were like, well, we just did a keyword search. We handed over anything that matched the keyword. But it turns out these email exchanges are damning in the sense that they connect the Clinton Foundation directly with the State Department and influence peddling, just routinely. All these emails, most of them look like they're an intersection between the foundation and the State Department.
And not only that, but classified information is being sent along to the foundation. Yep. So on top of the pay for play, remember, Mrs. Clinton promised there'd be a bright wall, a bright line between her and the foundation. And these emails show that was a fraud. And the bright line was always being breached on behalf of supporters of the foundation.
All right. Thank you, Tom. It's really good having you by to talk about this.
I admire your tenacity.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.